Welcome to the Divorce Hour with Alyssa Panitz. We want to support and comfort anyone going through this painful journey and be the guiding light so many people are looking for. You know how they say oil and water don't mix? Neither do divorce and the holidays, because the holidays are supposed to be fun, and divorce isn't. But both will always be around. The best gift you can give yourself, and who doesn't like a little something, is getting educated about the process. If you are not willing to learn, no one can help you, not even this show, which is why it was created. We want you to survive and thrive. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you. Welcome to the Divorce Hour with Alyssa Panitz, and happy Hanukkah to all those that celebrate. Like going to the mall and popping in and out of different stores, your divorce is a lot like that experience. Shop around for the right team and what kind of divorce works well for your situation, such as mediation, collaborative, or litigation. Don't commit to anything right away because you could have buyer's remorse. The more you investigate, the better and quicker your outcome might be. That is, if you don't want to be entangled in an expensive mess. Remember, divorce boils down to dividing the assets, the finances, determining spousal and child support, and custody and visitation of the kids if they are minors. Life is tough, and so are you. You will get through this. When it comes to a divorce, or even the holidays, the emphasis should be on one thing, the children. Hearing their laughter as they rip off wrapping paper, seeing smiles on their faces, or shielding them from the ugliness of a divorce should be what couples focus on. If the court sees parents are in the middle of a contentious divorce, a judge may appoint an AFC, also known as an attorney, for the children to the case. What is their role, and what do you need to know if your kids have one? Well, joining us is Sandra Radna, a New York-based lawyer and founder of Radna Law, to explain. Sandra, welcome.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Well, thank you for joining us. So why is an AFC assigned to a divorce matter?
Well, an AFC stands for Attorney for the Child. They used to be called law guardians, but they changed the name to Attorney for Child because they want everyone to understand that the child also has a voice in the divorce. And usually when custody is an issue or parenting time is an issue, the court will assign an attorney for the child because that person is supposed to only be looking at the interest of the child. So theoretically, the attorney for the mother is advocating for the mother. The attorney for the father is advocating for the father. But the attorney for the child or for the children is advocating for what's best for the children. So their role is to be the child's advocate, the child's voice in the litigation or in the divorce. And they're only appointed during litigation. You mentioned other ways of divorcing through mediation or collaborative divorce. An attorney for the child is only assigned when there's a litigation and the issue of custody or parenting time is contested as an issue.
How often does an AFC have to meet with the children?
Well, that depends. There's no requirement about the number of times that they have to meet with the children, but it depends on what issues are going on. If there are allegations of abuse, they might meet with the Child Protective Services to find out what's going on and then meet with the children a number of times to see if issues are getting better. If there are issues of addiction or mental illness with one of the parents and the parent is having supervised visitation, they might meet with the children to see how that's going. So it really depends. In most situations, before whatever the next court appearance is, the attorney for the child will meet with the children again. But sometimes there's really nothing going on. The attorney for the children might have met with the children. Everything seems fine. And they didn't feel there was a need to meet with them again. So that's why I say it depends. It really is fact specific to your particular situation.
You know, I want to get back to something you said before. I get it, the AFC is the voice for the children inside the courtroom. But typically, doesn't every kid say, I want to see my mommy, I love her. I want to see my daddy, I love him. Isn't that a common response most every kid says?
Well, not every kid. there's all situations where that wouldn't happen. If there are situations of abuse, maybe the child doesn't want to see one of the parents. Or if there are situations of one parent alienating the child from the other parent or estranging the child from the other parent, there might be something called visitation resistance or refusal, where a child doesn't want to see the parents. So there's all different situations. There are voices for the children, and the court says that they're not supposed to substitute their judgment. So the AFC as an adult is not supposed to substitute their judgment for that judgment of the child, unless, and this is very important, unless the child is going to be put in a situation where their best interests aren't being served, where they're put in a dangerous situation, a harmful situation, or a situation that's going to cause them harm in the future. In that case, they are allowed to substitute judgment. And one of those cases is a case of a child being alienated from a parent. So a child, for example, over years is being told that one parent is good, the other parent is bad, and undermines that quote unquote bad parent, who's not really bad, but is being taught that by the alienating parent. And then all of a sudden the child says, after years of that, I want to be with that other parent. Well, the argument is that if that child was in therapy and got to see that the other parent wasn't bad, they should be able to benefit from the relationship of both parents, not just one parent. And that attorney for the child, in my opinion, should be advocating for some type of therapy so that the child can appreciate both parents and have a relationship with both parents, not just one. So that's just one example.
Does the AFC help decide which parent will be determined as the custodial parent in a divorce or custody case?
Absolutely not. The attorney for the child is not allowed to give their opinion. That's up to the judge to decide. However, the attorney for the child can make a recommendation based on what they see. So, for example, they can say, if there were allegations of whatever, they can say that I met with the child, I met with the parent. I think that it is not safe for the child to be with that parent because they still have abuse problems. So they could say, I think that it's not safe for the child to be driven by that parent because of addiction problems. Or they could make recommendations that there's drug testing going on, or that there's a mental health evaluation from a parent, or that there's supervised visitation. So they wouldn't be defending either parent, but they would say for the safety of the children, this is what they're recommending. And then the judge is the ultimate decider of what's going to happen.
Yeah, you just led into my next question. Can the AFC request supervised visits for a parent they deem unfit or a loose cannon?
Absolutely, because their goal is to make sure that the children are safe. So they are always looking from the child's perspective, or they're supposed to be looking for the child's perspective on how to keep that child safe. Now, the attorneys for each parent are going to get a chance to say, here's what our position is, here's our proof. And the attorney for the child is going to be weighing that evidence kind of the way the judge is. And they're going to also be speaking to the children. So say, for example, there's an allegation of abuse by a grandparent. The AFC can talk to the child and say, that young child, you know, from what they're saying, I could tell that nothing happened because they're not, you know, they can tell from the interview. The AFCs are very skilled usually in how to talk to children in order to determine what's something that's being said by a parent or what's something that's actually being said by a child. We had a case recently where during the interview with the child, the one sibling said, oh, mom did this to my brother. And the child said, no, mom didn't do that. That's what dad said. So, you know, that's something that the AFC could see. So that's the type of things that they could do. And they can make a recommendation based on that, saying that I don't think that anything went wrong. They should still be able to see both parents. Or I do think something went wrong and the visit should be supervised. So they're supposed to be using all of their judgment, coupled with all their years of experience, coupled with their interviews with the children and their observations of the parents in order to make that determination.
Once an AFC is assigned to a case, can a parent say, no, I don't want them, and not take them, or they are now required by the court to take the children to those meetings?
That's a really great question, because I think the impression of someone who's not in the court system is that the parents should be able to choose who the attorneys for their children are, except for that's not what happens. The court chooses that person. They don't get to say they don't want that person, unfortunately. It's up to their attorney if they feel that the AFC is not doing a good job or isn't looking at all the evidence or isn't being diligent or isn't adequately protecting the children. It's up to the attorneys for each of the parents to bring that up to the judge. I've had situations where I was representing someone for grandparent visitation and the AFC said, oh, the child doesn't care about seeing the grandmother. I was representing the grandmother and she's fine without seeing her. And the judge was like, no, I don't think so. I think that the child should benefit from the grandparents, from the relationship with the grandparents. So that's an example where the AFC said something, the judge isn't required to follow their recommendation. So, and it's up to what I was able to do is I was able to show what the relationship was with the grandchild prior to the litigation and that shouldn't be cut off because that's not in the best interest of the child. So the judge was able to weigh that evidence, even though the AFC made a recommendation.